I believe this is Senator Ron Johnson joining me this morning on News Talk Radio 1490 WOSH. Senator, do we have you on the line this morning?
Good morning, Rob. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing it all as usual.
I've seen you do your work. It's amazing.
Yeah, I don't think Charlie's answering his own phone down there, or Mark, or even Jerry Bader. Senator Ron Johnson joins me this morning. I want to get more on this ISIS hearing along with the legal challenge to Obama's direction on immigration, but your committee got together, gaining better understanding of ISIS's motivation. I thought their motivation was to kill us, as simple as that. But what'd you learn?
It is, and this hearing really sprang out of a very interesting article I'd recommend to your listeners from Graham Wood out of The Atlantic. It was called Inside the Mind of ISIS. And I think it really caught people here in Washington, D.C. and in the federal government a little off guard when they really recognized that the significance of the establishment of a caliphate and how that caliphate requires territory. And the establishment of the caliphate sets in motion full Sharia law. It really requires adherence to this barbarity to go to the caliphate, to travel, to join the fight, and if they can't get there, to join the fight and kill in place in their home country. So you have to really understand, you know, the significance of the territory. If you're going to defeat them, you realize we have to deny them that territory. And you also have to understand what their long-term goal is, and it really is a very apocalyptic view of the world and just world domination, which is why we need to defeat them. The other part of the hearing, by the way, was also just trying to examine those people that have been recruited to this ideology. You know, is there some kind of common profile? And we found, unfortunately, there is not. It's a very diverse group of individuals, which makes it that much more difficult to track and predict and prevent the type of lone wolf attacks we've seen here most recently in Philadelphia and San Bernardino, California.
It would mean to me, and what you said there, the senator talking about what their direction was, the faster and quicker we take down ISIS, it's going to be easier for us. If they are traveling and expanding, and that's their mission, rather than having them do that, let's knock them out where they are right now and increase our fight against ISIS. It's simple to me that otherwise it's going to spread and spread.
It is, and it is spreading. There are news reports that there are affiliates in 30 different countries. They spread into Afghanistan to take over the poppy fields. They're generating more and more revenue, whether it's oil sales within Syria, which is almost impossible for us to stop, or tax revenue within the caliphate, or now drug sales. The more they grow, the more affiliates they're going to have, the more revenue generation. They just become more deeply entrenched and rooted. It'll be more difficult to defeat them. So the sooner we get rid of them, the better.
Well, when we think of these folks, we think of people who come out of a third world country. Yet they are very, very good in getting two things or three things done. Number one, they know how to get revenue. That was taking over oil fields. Now the poppy fields as well. In addition to that, they also do a great job on the internet. So this isn't some third world backward force we're fighting against. These people have expertise.
And they're highly strategic. I mean, the fact that they were just able to roll into Iraq, I think it shocked everybody. That's a very strategic organization. And then the way they are spreading out to different affiliates. So even if you cut off the head, even if you get rid of the caliphate, they're going to be planted in all these failed states like Libya. Syria is obviously still a mess. Afghanistan, had a secure briefing on that, a very grim prospect of Afghanistan after more than a decade of enormous sacrifice by American troops. That is a far from tame country. So you have all these failed states, the region in Pakistan. This is going to be a generational struggle, but we have to kind of do first things first. We have to defeat ISIS. That means we have to deny them that territory.
I would think it calls for the U.S. to be strong wherever they need to be strong, and that's all over the world. And not that we're the police officer for the world, but we have a number of areas around the world that are currently in unrest, and it allows ISIS to go in and turn the field to play and develop strongholds all over the world. You said 30 countries are now being impacted by ISIS around the world. It'll be 40 unless we get aggressive.
Precisely. And Bob, I think it's extremely important to note that they declared war on us. You know, we didn't declare war on any faction of Islamic terrorists. They declared war on us, and the only way to end a war is either for both sides to decide to end it, they're not ending it, or the other side has to be defeated. And this asymmetric warfare, this terrorism, is just a scourge to civilization, and the civilized world has to attack this, which means America has to lead that effort, because if America doesn't lead, nothing's going to happen here.
Senator Ron Johns along with us. I wanted to touch on the Obama direction on immigration, and the Supreme Court has decided to take this up. This will be apparently decided sometime this summer. To the layman like me, it looks like the president overstepped his reach again, like he's done time and time again. But we'll wait to find out what the Supremes do in regards to this. I don't know. They've gone to the Supreme Court before on things like Obamacare, and we've been dumbfounded by their decisions.
We have, and it's unfortunate that we don't have three co-equal branches of government anymore. The administration, quite honestly, the court system have greater power than Congress, but Congress has only given away a lot of its power over the decades. But we are where we are. Let's hope the Supreme Court rules properly here, because this really is a real constitutional issue here, and they are going to be looking at the constitutionality of President Obama's what we would consider constitutional overreach.
Well, we get back to the fact that there are checks and balances in the government, and there's a reason for that. This is not a kingship. We're not allowing someone to be the ruler over all of us. There are reasons why a bill is introduced into Congress, passes there, and then moves up the chain of command and finally signed off by the president. Senator Ron Johnson along with us for a couple more minutes. I know you're currently out on the campaign trail. Where are you currently? What are you doing in regards to that?
Well, right now in Washington, D.C., we're going to be taking some votes trying to overturn President Obama's EPA's decision on the waters of the U.S., which, by the way, taking navigable water, you know, which is like you have to have a boat and you can actually navigate on the thing, and redefining that as intermittent streams or puddles, that was actually Senator Feingold's idea when he had introduced the Clean Water Restoration Act before he was retired from office. So if you think it's crazy that the EPA would try and govern like 92% of Wisconsin territory and turn and start calling intermittent streams or puddles navigable water so the EPA can rule over it, you can thank Senator Feingold for originating that concept.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you about the situation. We've got about a minute remaining. We have a situation in Flint, Michigan, which is a tragic situation. They made a bad decision. City government made a bad decision. The president could step in and take care of this right now and saying this is a federal emergency. Yet he seems to be wanting to play politics rather than get something done there.
Well, reading the accounts, it looks like there was plenty of blame to be spread from local, state, as well as EPA officials. EPA was fully made aware of this, and they just punted it. They just kind of deep-sixed it and buried it. And that might be part of the President Obama's reluctance to really fully engage in there, because it will really expose the EPA for really being pretty culpable and not stepping in and doing what I think most of us think the EPA should do, is protect citizens in terms of these environmental disasters, and they didn't do so.
I've got to run on that. Senator, thank you as always. We appreciate it.
Have a great day, Bob.
Senator Ron Johnson joining us here on WOSA.